Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to visit the U.S.-Mexico border Friday as part of her effort to curb the surge in migrants attempting to enter the United States while examining the root causes of migration from Central America. Harris visited Guatemala and Mexico earlier this month, pointedly telling migrants, quote, do not come, end quote, to the U.S. But thousands of migrants from those two countries, along with those from Honduras and El Salvador, have been making the long trek to the border, many on foot, escaping poverty and crime in their homelands, they say. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to host a bipartisan group of U.S. senators at the White House Thursday after they signaled progress toward an agreement on a major package of infrastructure spending. Discussions in recent days have focused on a spending plan of more than $1 trillion, split roughly evenly between new and repurposed funding. Mr. Biden has advocated raising the corporate tax rate to pay for the plan, but Republicans have opposed that step after successfully cutting the rate during the previous administration of President Donald Trump. Mr. Biden is offering a multi-pronged approach to reducing a spike in violent crimes across the country, including a crackdown on the trafficking of illegal guns. President Biden notes after a drop in crime when the pandemic began, violence in America is now on the rise and forecast to get worse. The Biden administration is to permit $350 billion in federal stimulus money to fund police departments in areas with rising violent crime rates. And he's suggesting communities use COVID relief funds to help bolster their police departments and create jobs for teens so they're not idle this summer. That would be voluntary. This is VOA News. Poland will withdraw its